So would you be in the camp like the Ryan Silvey line of thought or the Noel Chorby or the Jay Barnes where you would ask for many, many, many reforms to Medicaid and maybe consider also expanding it? Are you pretty much opposed to expansion all across the board?
Well, in terms of the Barack Obama, Jay Nixon, take the money and run expansion, I'm a solid vote against that. But I'm open to some expansion at the same time we get reforms. But again, the devil's, of course, in the details.
Yeah. Now, on right to work, that's going to be an issue in this race. One of your opponents has been in the legislature and I guess voted against it. Another one of your opponents has received support from organized labor. I think they both have, essentially.
That is correct.
What's kind of your view on that issue? And are you kind of set apart from your other two candidates by maybe being more open to right to work?
Yeah, Jason, I think that American unions have done a lot for this country. I think they've helped to secure the rights of workers. They've helped to expand the middle class in this country. But I believe that worker freedom resides in the worker, not in the union. I don't believe that anyone should be forced as a condition of employment to join or support a union. So I do believe that right to work is a needed reform.
How realistic do you think it would be to pass through the Senate while there's a Democratic governor, though? I mean, right now, the only venue is essentially a ballot item, which is kind of risky in and of itself. Is this an issue that might not come up for a while if you're elected, or do you think it'll come back up again because it's gotten a lot of attention?
Well, I tend to agree with that assessment that clearly Governor Nixon or most Democrat governors would veto right to work. So then the question is whether the proponents want to do the ballot issue fight. But even to get it to the ballot requires passing both chambers, and of course you'd have a determined Democrat minority filibustering right to work. So I tend to think that right to work would have to wait for a Republican governor.
On another issue that, has been talked about for a while, probably not when you were in the legislature, but maybe more so now, is tax credits. Since 2009, there's been a lot of discussion about whether tax credits are out of control or whether they're, useful to a lot of people, specifically the historic and low-income tax credits. What's kind of your general philosophy on that issue, and what would you like to see done with tax credits, especially if you are part of the Senate?
Yeah, Jason, I do think we need tax credit reform. I believe we are first in the nation on historic preservation tax credits and second in the nation in terms of the generosity of our low-income housing tax credits. And I would really like to see reform of the tax credit system and perhaps a little scaling back, and that could be a source of savings where we could give tax breaks to all Missourians.
Speaking of tax breaks, what was your thoughts on this 2-year-long tax cut debate?
Oh yeah, I think House Bill 509, I believe it was this session that passed, is the right step. It's a step in the right direction. It is a very modest tax cut phased in over a very long period of time, 0.1% a year over 5 years. But I believe that lowering our marginal rates and taxing producers and job creators and working people less is a good thing. I believe, along with Ronald Reagan, that people know how to spend money better than the government.
Now, one of the things that kind of you were known before you were elected to the House was your social conservatism. I think you were on the board of Right to Life. Obviously, during the congressional campaign, it got a little, politics got involved
Confusing.
in that.
Confusing.
But I think it's pretty well established that you're against abortion rights. Now, one of the things that's come up this session is a 72-hour waiting period for abortion. What's kind of your view on that? And I think I may have to move over just because this is starting to buzz.
That's good. Yeah. Do you want to re-ask your
Sure.
question so that you don't have the buzz in it?
Yeah. That's one of
So.
the new things I have to deal with is
I can unplug this for a second just so I don't know to what extent. Just one.
It's not going to come up. It's going to go bad if I unplug it from.
If there's like a different noise, there can be an issue. So what's kind of your thought on that particular bill, and what other things would you want to do to, essentially restrict abortion rights in the state?
Well, yeah, as you know, I was a leader on pro-life when I was in the state house. In 2008, I was the author of the pro-life omnibus that year that we got through the House. It didn't get through the Senate that year. And actually, in this race, I'm the only candidate endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. So I plan to continue to lead on that issue. I do think that the 72-hour waiting period is a worthwhile thing. I think it's going to help both protect women and potentially save some babies. Recently there was a bill in terms of what I would do going forward. I believe we do need conscience protections, especially given the state of the federal law with the Affordable Care Act, so that healthcare providers aren't forced to choose between abiding by their conscience and losing their job. And and Georgia recently passed a law that will ban Obamacare exchanges from covering abortion. So there are a number of things we can do. Clearly, in the light of the Roe v. Wade decision and the Casey decision, the Supreme Court is still asserting that there is a federal right to abortion. But I think there are things we can do both to protect babies and to make abortion safer for women.
Is Frances Howell in this district, or is it in the other one?
Parts of Frances Howell
yeah.
are in the district.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is a relevant question. Yeah. So the school transfer issue has kind of ensnared the legislature. And even though it would seem on its face St. Charles County is very far away,
right.
It's became ensnarled because of Frances Howell and Normandy transferring there. Now, what was kind of your view on the legislation that was passed and vetoed? And what do you think needs to be done on this issue of school transfers? Do you think that they should remain an option and they should potentially come to St. Charles County? By they, I mean students. Or do you think that the legislature should look at restricting that ability for students in unaccredited school districts to transfer?
Yeah, I think I am supportive of the bill that passed, and I hope the legislature can override Governor Nixon's bill, veto on that bill. That bill passed, I think, with only 3 no votes in the state Senate. I mean, it's hard to get that kind of vote even on the approval of the journal, much less on something as controversial and as important as education. So I think that bill was a good step forward, and it, of course, still allowed transfers, but would do things such as accrediting school by school within the district as opposed to declaring the whole district unaccredited. So I think that was a step in the right direction.
Now, one thing that broke in the last couple of days/weeks, the reason why I had to reschedule the interview, is the constitutional amendment over gay marriage has kind of been in greater focus. It's been about 10 years since it passed, and it's essentially being attacked through the courts, both here and in Kansas City and elsewhere. Now, just more broadly, I know that you're a social conservative. I assume that you supported the 2004 amendment. But do you think that it's an inevitability that a court might strike it down and the state should kind of brace itself for gay marriage? And if so, do you think the legislature will be involved in that? Or do you think that the amendment that's there is likely to remain in place? What's kind of your thoughts on this renewed controversy over this?
Well, yes, I was supportive of the 2004 amendment that declares what I think our history, not only Judeo-Christian history, but millennia of human experience have demonstrated, that marriage is between one man and one woman. And I believe Missouri's law should stand. I think we're seeing a lot of judicial overreach in state courts and in federal courts. So I am supportive of Missouri's law, and I hope that eventually this resolves in the courts on the side of federalism, where states that want to define marriage the way it's traditionally been defined, one man and one woman, remains the definition.
let's say the courts decide, yes, it's okay. Do you think what do you think would happen if they put another ballot initiative up? Do you think it would still pass, or do you think it would be closer than it was in 2004?
I think it would still pass. It might be a little closer than 2004. I think that's what a lot of the public opinion polls would suggest, although I think some of the movement in public opinion has been occasioned by judicial overreach and decisions made in clear violation of the laws and the constitutions of the states in question.
On another thing that the legislature has tackled over the last couple of years is, you know, a lot of gun rights related bills. Now, some I think have been less controversial. I think the one that is up for being signed, I think, would lower the conceal and carry age. It has stuff to do with potentially allowing schools to arm teachers. I think it's voluntary, though. But there have been more controversial bills to nullify federal gun laws. It came within one vote in the Senate of passing last year. I know that, again, from your background, you're a proponent of gun rights. I assume that you're going to vote for a lot of bills that expand it. But as far as nullification goes, is that a step too far? Or do you think that the legislature should exert itself and pass those types of bills?
Well, I think we have to be. I am a huge supporter of gun rights, and I had a 100% voting record with the National Rifle Association. I have an A rating with the National Rifle Association. I think the provision that caused the problem in last year's gun bill was the idea that the state could arrest federal agents who were trying to enforce federal gun law, and I think a lot of folks thought that was problematic. You know, the issue of nullification more generally, sometimes I think there are situations in which the state governments have to push back against the federal government. A good example of this might be Missouri and many other states passed laws to ban the state's cooperation in the Federal Real ID Act. And I think that's, by and large, been a successful effort that is many times this sets up legal challenges, but I think sometimes under our system of federalism, that sort of pushback is very important.
Now you're one of the rare potential legislators being a doctor and a lawyer. Are you still a practicing lawyer or not really?
No, I've never really practiced law. No, I sometimes joke I don't even fix my own speeding tickets. Not that I've had that many.
Yeah.
I've always been a medical doctor. I actually went to law school near the end of my medical training in my early years in private practice, and I sometimes joke that by the time I finished up medical training, the only thing I didn't like about medicine was the paperwork, and law is all paperwork. So I go into the legislature where there are thousands of pages of paperwork and bills on my desk every day. But no, I'm a full-time practicing physician, and of course I'll have to cut back a little bit to serve in the legislature.
Well, the reason I ask that is over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, even when you were in the legislature, there's been talk about the nonpartisan court plan and whether to change it or not. Now, there was an unsuccessful effort in 2012. I'm not sure when that'll come back, but I think it's fair to assume that it might come back in the next 4 to 8 years when you're a senator, if you're elected. What's kind of your take on that issue, and do you think that that needs to be changed or just completely eliminated, replaced by a more conventional way of replacing judges, like the governor appoints them directly or the governor appoints and the Senate approves it? What's kind of your take on that entire scheme, basically?
Yeah, you know, the whole point of the nonpartisan court plan, sometimes known as the Missouri plan, was to try to take the politics out of judicial selection. The problem is that it's impossible to completely take the politics out of judicial selection, and the question is how do we select judges then? On the one hand, every couple of years here in Missouri we're treated to some of the commercials that from Southern Illinois where they elect judges, and it gets pretty nasty. That does not seem to be an optimal way of selecting judges, although our smaller counties, of course, do select judges by election. But I I think our present system could use some tweaking. Right now, having a law license, I have a say in who goes on the judicial selection commissions, but other folks as non-lawyers don't. So I don't know that the system needs to be scrapped altogether, but I think it could use some tweaking.